When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, now I don't know where things are at, but I have a real, I don't know, I know you're just, you've just gotten here, but I have some issues about the show you're on.
I know, you and everybody
and
else.
And I would like to discuss
them.
Man. Okay, now here's my biggest issue.
I
okay,
can't
you know
wait.
What it is?
Which one is it?
It's the crickets. Yeah. Hear that? Every time they talk to the people outside, this is what I hear. Do they think we're that dumb that I don't know it's nighttime? Listen to those GD crickets. Every time. It's like, this is my problem.
What are you talking about?
Too much cricket. Every time we're outside on the show, it's the crickets. I know it's nighttime in California.
Oh my
thank
God.
You. Who's the sound mixer on that?
I gotta be
show?
Honest with you. I don't watch the show at all anymore.
Well, if you do,
so I wouldn't
this
even
is what
know.
You'll hear crickets.
Really?
I'm sorry. I know. No. In all
oh,
seriousness, I know.
No.
How you doing?
Yeah. I know, man. Well, you know, we alluded to this. You know, this happened months ago.
Yes.
This happened months ago.
Yes.
And we alluded to it months ago. Let's see. Okay. So for those of you who may or may not know what we're talking about,
it's not just crickets.
We're talking about, quote, caffeine gate, which it has been labeled, I guess, by the, I don't even know. On Biggest Loser, there is a caveat. Obviously, I have a contract.
Yes.
And in this contract, if I say anything or if any contestant says anything, that a contestant that is still under contract. So I think their contract's like 3 years, maybe.
Oh, that's right, because they're under contract.
Mm-hmm.
The contestant's right. Okay.
Yes. If we say anything in any way that implies a disparagement of The Biggest Loser or the producers, we will be sued. So for me to express an opinion or to say anything that might details and so on I could get sued. So with that said, I want to address it, obviously. I can only tell you the straight up facts. First thing is I gave my team an e-boost supplement, right?
Right.
Now, the contestants on the show were allowed caffeine in unlimited quantities.
Like the way we drink it here. Caffeine. Big old cups of coffee.
Right. Okay. Which I've told you repeatedly you're not supposed to do.
I know.
They are caffeine supplements have been used in previous seasons of the show. It is in print.
Right.
An executive producer of the show named Mark Koops talked about it in various online interviews that they were permitted to use caffeine supplements. The reason, and we've talked about this a lot here, actually, and I've written about it. The reason that a caffeine supplement is better than unlimited amounts of coffee, and this will probably be redundant for those of you who do listen to the show because I've talked about it so many times. Number one, you don't want more than 400 milligrams of caffeine a day because it starts to have detrimental effects. It releases right. cortisol, which is a stress hormone that packs on fat. It taxes your adrenal glands. And what it does is it crashes you, so it actually makes you more tired as opposed to giving you energy. The chlorogenic acid can upset your stomach. It dehydrates you. And there's a host of other, there's pesticides in coffee that isn't organic and so on. When you take caffeine in a supplement form, and I don't mean, I don't want to bash any products. So I don't mean like one of those crazy energy drinks that's full of sugar and artificial color right. and artificial this and that and the other. E-Boost is a supplement with antioxidants, natural anti-inflammatories, electrolytes, and 160 milligrams of caffeine. What it does is it helps you regulate the dose, and it's time-released in the system. So instead of slamming your adrenal glands all at once, there are things in it like grapefruit seed extract and so on that time release the caffeine, so it's a more steady amount of energy. Okay. It's easier on the body, and it also has electrolytes. It doesn't dehydrate you, it actually hydrates you, and it has vitamin C to help inhibit cortisol levels and all that. So this isn't even a question, actually. What the choice that I made instead of unlimited amounts of coffee to give them that supplement is absolutely the healthier thing. It's not, you won't find any doctor in the world that would tell you otherwise. Here's the catch, and this is true. There is a clause in my contract that says I cannot give them anything. Anything.
Right.
Nor can they accept anything from me. Mm-hmm. You might think that this would apply to an illegal substance or a substance the contestants aren't permitted to have. But no, it applies to anything. And so I did not ask permission. And because of that, it was a rules violation. And because I broke the rules, they did what they did. And they said, well, the blue team had immunity last week. We're going to give them immunity again. We're going to penalize the white team, my team, a pound a person, and we're going to bring Ruben back. Here's the only thing. The blue team won the weigh-in, didn't need immunity. We lost the weigh-in, didn't need the four-pound penalty. With or without the four-pound penalty,
right, you guys,
we lost the weigh-in.
White team lost, yeah.
I can't comment on anything else.
I want to know, does everybody else get to go sing with David Foster and get that record? I'd like to know if I'd like to know if Toomey can get a record contract, maybe.
No. NBC Universal, Verve, I think, gave Ruben a record deal. So they gave him a record deal, then he went on Biggest Loser. And by the way, he deserves it. I mean, and just to be clear, I know there's a lot of commentary about this and all of that, but Ruben is a sweetheart. I just want to say, Ruben is a sweetheart. And my contestants were 100% innocent. So mm-hmm. when you saw me apologize to them, you didn't actually see what I actually said to them. I said, I'm so sorry you've been put in this position. Mm-hmm. because, you know, something that was supposed to be between me and the show became
right. collateral damage.
Right. This thing. There you go.
Yeah.
And that's what I was apologizing for.
Yeah. Okay. And what else, Jake?
Like a minefield.
What else do we need to know? This right here. Okay. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, my God.
I want to do another email question.
This should be a snappy fitness not a fitness segment.
I know, but I think
a snappy segment
it's
too.
A snappy segment too.
And before you lure me into this one, is it a love doctor question?
No.
Okay, so I don't need
you don't need to put on your glasses or your cape.
I don't need to embody
your cape.
That's not a cape. It's a coat. Cape.
I like to see you in a cape.
I'd like to see me in a cape too.
Some nurses wear capes in the older days. My aunt was a nurse.
Yes,
and she graduated. 30s. In, yes, no, World actually, War I. in the not
18,
world
1918
world. No, she,
what the hell?
She graduated in the 19. Anyway, she was a nurse in the 50s, and she wore, in the old days, when nurses had to wear the white shoes, the white stockings, the white starched hat and uniform, and she had a cape. She had a GD cape. You know why? Because I have it. After she died, I have her cape.
I can only imagine what you do with that.
I pretend I'm a nurse and go and help the people.
I did have a different, completely different visual of you with that cape, and it didn't involve helping people.
If there was ever a disaster, I would put on my aunt's nurse's cape, and I would go out there, and
that would be terrifying.
I would. I could help. I could help. I could be of service.
In a cape. Let's leave the superheroes to those superhero activities to those of us who are worthy of the task.
Let me ask you the question.
What?
Okay, this is from Amanda. Mm. Amanda says, I work at a doctor's office with a doctor that does hypnosis sessions for weight loss.
Oh.
There are times I've considered this as an option to lose my excess 80 pounds. How do you feel about hypnosis for weight loss?
Man, I don't know enough about it. And, you know, my mom did take a course in it.
And yes, shrinks.
And I remember seeing if I can reach her, which I highly doubt because I'm sure she's with a patient. But, you know, I think there's something. It's definitely not a panacea, but I think there is something
what
to
does
it.
Panacea mean?
Like a cure-all, a magic solution. It's definitely not that, but oh my goodness! Let's see if my. Of course, she thinks she should be there for her patients and doesn't answer her phone. I screamed at her about not having her cell phone on, and she said, "I just want some peace." And I was like, "Mom, oh for crying out loud." She's not there. My mom would know the answer to this. We'll have to revisit this.
Do you want to revisit it?
Yeah, we may have to revisit it because Grandma Joanne would know.
All right. Well, we can do a different email question.
She's in with a patient.
And then we can...
I know it. Yeah. Yeah, she'll have a good answer on that.
Okay. Because I mean, not that I would do... I mean, I know people use hypnosis for all kinds of smoking and booze.
Yeah, see,
and
I don't know enough about that to be able to answer.
I find it scary... I'm
still calling every number I have for.
I just don't like the thought of someone having control of my mind.
They don't. I think it's just about helping you reprogram your, for crying out loud. I'm such a child. I still expect that my mother should be available whenever I call.
You mean you just called again?
I called a different number.
Her I know. Message is the same.
But she goes, literally, my mom, it's amazing, like, she had Lou. We went to Utah, like this resort called, I told you, Amangiri, Peter Fonda, right? We went on the Peter Fonda vacation.
That's right, Peter Fonda.
Peter Fonda.
We went on that vacation and my mom had Lou. So we came home and I was trying to get her and we got home early and I was calling my mom's phone and calling her phone and she didn't answer. And like, you know, she dropped her off at the scheduled time and I was like, Mom, I've been calling you for hours. And she's like, I don't like to turn on my phone. And I was like, what? Why? I just like some peace. I was like, but we're the only one that has the number and you have my 3-year-old. You didn't think you should have your phone on? Well, I just don't want to be interrupted.
Aww.
And I was like, what if something goes wrong, Mom? What if I have an emergency? Like, there's a reason that God created cell phone. Like, it's a lot easier than carrier pigeon and smoke signal. Answer the bloody ass phone. I mean, and she just, like, she's like, you know, there was a long time where we didn't even have cell phones. I was like, that's right. And there was a time when we didn't have antibiotics either, but it doesn't mean
that you shouldn't answer it.
It's unbelievable.
Hello.
Hello, Mom.
Hi, Jillian.
Dr. Mom.
Dr. Mom.
Yes. My sweet daughter.
So, yes. So,
oh, my dear.
So, Doc. Janice and I are doing a segment on hypnosis, and I don't know anything about it, to be honest, but didn't you a long time ago explore a course on it?
I was certified. It was 20 years ago, but I only took the courses because I wanted to understand what's called dissociation or trance. I don't use hypnosis because it's not the kind of work I do.
Right.
But yes, I did get certified.
And it was, so what is your thought on it? Do you think it's baloney or do you think it could be helpful?
Oh, no. I think it can be helpful, but not for certainly everything. What kind of problem are you talking about?
Curbing appetite. Can it work on curbing appetite?
Okay. I think that hypnosis can work on things like that, but it depends upon the individual and their suggestibility. Some people are able to go into trance easily and deeply, and it really can help, whereas others can't. But it certainly can help. You know, Jillian, many years ago, I used a form of hypnosis. It's guided imagery, but I used an induction, a hypnotic induction, with your aunt, Auntie Linda.
Oh, really?
Because she was going in for surgery, and she was really scared. She was just very scared. And so I used hypnotic induction to take her into a trance. And then I used a guided imagery that was specifically geared to pre-surgery.
Really?
And Aunt Linda said it really calmed her and helped her get through it. So for things like that, if you're talking about things like chronic depression, relationship issues, you know, those things obviously hypnosis isn't geared to.
No, of course. Yeah. But for things that are more behavioral,
it can help depending upon the individual. Some people just are so, they need to be in control so much that they can't go into a trance-like state. It also depends upon the experience and talent of the person doing the hypnosis.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and also I think, you know, there generally does need to be some kind of pre-established level of trust that's been developed between the person who's doing the hypnosis and the patient.
Interesting.
Yeah, in other words, I wouldn't advise anybody going into somebody they don't know and getting on the couch.
Right,
you don't even know that person.
Yeah.
Okay. How safe can you feel?
I guess you're an expert on the show, Mom. Thank you to my mom, Dr. Joanne McCarris. And
Thank you, Jillian.
All right, Mom. Thanks for the advice there, buddy.
All right, sweetie.
I love you. Okay, bye.
Bye.
I've mentioned this to you guys before. A domain name is a really great way to log your personal journey, whether it's health, fitness, wellness, family. By creating an online journal with your own personal website or blog, you can motivate yourself and inspire others in the process. If it sounds like something that you've been wanting to do, Hover.com is just the place to get started. Hover does one thing.
domains. They are the best in the business. It's the easiest and quickest way to create, buy, and manage your domain name. There are no upsells. There's no runaround. They have the best customer service in the industry with a no-hold phone policy. Just go to hover.com today, type in a few keywords, and see if your site is available. And remember, .net is also a great option. .net is easy to remember, and there are a ton of available options. With Hover, you can now add on Google Apps. Basically, you get everything you already love about Google's productivity apps, Gmail, Calendar, Drive, Docs, the whole package. And for our listeners, they're offering 10% off a new domain name of your choice. All you've got to do is go to hover.com/JillianMichaels to get started today. That's hover.com/JillianMichaels.
We are back, and all the way from Phoenix, Arizona, Natalie would like to talk to you.
Hello, Natalie.
Hey. Holy crap.
How are you, buddy?
I am amazing. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well, thank you. How can we help?
I guess, I don't know. I got a question for you. I'm in a 3-year-long relationship. I think it's good for the most part, you know, just like with every other relationships, we have our ups and downs.
Sure.
But one particular down we've been suffering with is a little bit of a dead bedroom, if you will. So, yeah. So,
Wait a minute. This is the love doctor that you want to speak to.
It's not the love doctor. It's the love doctor.
Hold on.
Hang on, Natalie. She's got to get...
Hello, Natalie.
She always has to sit cross-legged, which is
how can
really
I help?
To me.
So there's a bed death situation. I've been told there's a bed death situation.
Yes, that it is.
Okay.
That it is. And, you know, really, I'm looking for some advice on how to kind of spice things up a little bit.
You know... Okay, I am more of a relationship love doctor. The sex thing makes me a tad uncomfortable, but I do know who to go to. Just a moment. We need to call in the reserves. Can we get Andy on the phone? I just feel we should go to the pro. Hang on, buddy.
Cool. Oh, no.
Hello?
Andy!
Oh.
Okay, hang on a second, buddy.
Just,
all right, do we have everybody? Is everybody on?
Okay, Andy, you gotta turn off the TV.
No, the TV isn't on. But I'm with a client and he's running on the treadmill.
Oh!
Most of the stuff I've learned about sex is from him anyway, so he's gonna be pretty good.
Okay, Andy, we have a situation.
Tell me.
I've got my little caller on the line.
Natalie.
Okay. Natalie's on the line here. And she's been in a relationship for 3 years.
3 years.
With a woman, mind you, even though I know this is not your area of expertise.
Yeah,
I still
have the same part, so I'm partially
right?
knowledgeable.
Exactly my point.
Okay.
Now, they've had a little sort of like, it's been slow in the bedroom, and she's looking for some tips. So I thought we could tag team this situation real quick and try to help her out.
Okay, I'm willing to help.
Okay.
Okay.
So, Natalie.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. First question, how long's it been?
It's kind of sporadic. So sometimes you'll have, you know, every like, you know, like once a week type thing.
What?
Sometimes it could get as crazy as like once every few months. It's a little dry.
Okay. All right.
This is Andy asking a question. Are you guys talking about this? Do you both talk about this and go, wow, this is something that isn't good? Or are you guys coasting? Are you both aware?
We talk about it.
Oh, good question,
Andy. 100% aware of it. And we talk about it, and, you know, we try to figure out what's going on and kind of give you a little bit of history. Like, I'm a little bit of a bigger woman, so... I'm a little bit more self-conscious about myself.
Sure.
And she is absolutely not. And so there's a little bit of a disconnect. You know, I'm not seeing myself like the way she sees herself, like the way she sees me kind of thing. So, like, there's some type of disconnect where, like, where mentally we're not in the same, you know, realm.
Sure. Well, it's hard to kind of sometimes fly your freak flag if you're feeling a little insecure.
Yeah.
So you won't put it out there, and then everyone kind of just stays sitting on their hands, you know?
Yeah, that's kind of what we're running into. Like, I'm a little, like, shy about it, which is funny because, you know, we've been together for 3 years. There's nothing I should be shy about, but...
I still sometimes feel shy, I think. There are moments where, and Heidi looks at me like, I just don't understand. I mean, like, literally, there are moments where it's like, you know, even like when I talk about getting out of the bed backwards because I don't want her to see my ass. And she's like, I've seen your ass. I've seen it. 3 years. I've seen the ass. But that's why I got Andy on the phone. How do we get through this?
You know that I like dialogue the best. I like to talk about being insecure, or talk about that I feel like the other person doesn't find me sexy, or I like to actually talk about saying I want to dress up in lingerie, but I feel stupid. So that you kind of give the other person ownership to control their reactions, so that you get to kind of play rather than just standing there with, like, you know, assless chaps on and then feeling really stupid. You know what I mean? Like, you need to allow that person to save you from feeling stupid if you promote, because then it lets them know you actually want to do better and want to put an effort in, but you're insecure. You know what I mean?
Who
wants to just do the ankle grab and then hear the other person laughing?
That would be terrible. Yeah, I think that's right. Yes. I like this, Andy. Okay, Natalie, we got to open up a dialogue here, bud. You gotta say, I'm feeling a little insecure. I'm feeling a little uncomfortable. And that's right. Good, Andy. Good, good. And all right, have you guys also talked about, like, you know, okay, this makes me so uncomfortable. I could die. But, like,
I'm loving this.
Do you guys ever talk about, like, the things that you like? So,
Yes.
Yes.
She's particularly vocal about it. I am not so much. She's really open to everything. Like, when I first met her, she was working at a toy store, if you will.
Toys are good.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. See, I have to say, I do think, I think that stuff can help spice things up a little bit. Say it, Janice, say it.
The happy dolphin.
Yay! Whoa!
The happy dolphin.
You know, there's a little dolphin.
Technique, Janice.
It's not a technique. It's a toy. It's a toy. Yeah.
It's called the happy dolphin.
You know, it's got a little dolphin head, and
rabbit.
The rabbit, exactly. Rabbit dolphin. Same.
You know what I feel like too? Sometimes if you merge romance into sex, the person feels like you're appreciating them on another level, and then it can get kind of all kind of crazy, you know, in another way. Like, for instance, if you were to, like, send them a note saying this redeems the recipient to one XYZ, and then they kind of know you're putting the effort in, but it's the sexual stuff around the romantic stuff. So then when they redeem it, they get to initiate, but you're the one that actually really initiated it. I've tried that before, and I think it's kind of cool.
Oh, I like that.
I tried it with a client, though, so I got fired. But I'm joking.
Oh, my God. I think also, Natalie, you know, this is something that it's very funny, because one of the jokes we always make on the show is like, you know, what is your incentive to lose weight? You know, I'll walk your daughter down the aisle, wear a bikini on your vacation, have sex with the lights on. And of course, Janice and I, you may have heard us fight back and forth about how truly awful that may or may not be for some people. But really what we're saying when we're saying have sex with the lights on is being more comfortable in the bedroom. And, you know, maybe, sweetie, if you're feeling a little insecure or uncomfortable, maybe it is like, let's, not that you shouldn't feel comfortable now, you should, but the reality is, I know how I feel when I haven't been to the gym, or I haven't been eating great, I'm a little bit heavier, I'm a little bit softer, I definitely don't feel my best, and maybe it is, like, maybe you should start a little workout regimen, and like a feel good about Natalie kind of a thing, because,
I agree.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
That totally makes sense. Like, I've kind of been doing that, like, you know, this is totally cheesy, but, like, you super inspired me to, like, you know, I've read all your books, I've got your DVDs, like, you know, I'm doing all that, like, so, like, I've been losing weight, but it's kind of funny, because, like, she's like, I don't understand how you can feel that way about yourself, because she looks at me, and she's like, you're phenomenal, like, I'm exactly how she wants me to be, so, like, she doesn't understand, like, how, or, like, why I'm feeling those ways, because she just, I guess it doesn't,
she can't, like, fathom that idea.
Sure. So then maybe it's about you and feeling good about you so that you act in a way that gets you what you want. Rather than her reacting to the way you feel about yourself, you have to act around the way you feel about yourself.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, even if you feel better and you've got to kind of, like, you've had a run at the gym and you run home and you're, you know how that unfolds all the way and getting home and, you know.
Feeling a little frisky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's got to come from, to a certain extent, it's got to come from inside. It's like, she might not see it, but the reality is you feel the way you feel and you want to change the way you're feeling about you. And that's going to change the dynamic that you're bringing to the bedroom. And I think also, like, with this kind of stuff, I look at it as sort of like stretching the emotional fabric, for lack of a better term, is that the more you kind of put yourself out there in these ways and test the waters and it gets received in a positive and affirming, supportive light, I think the more comfortable you're going to be to do more and be more in the bedroom.
No, yeah, that definitely makes sense. You know, if I kind of put like a positive overtone on it, it gives a positive feeling, if you will.
You gotta just go for it, buddy. I say you try one of those things like this. I like that redeems for this or that, or you open up the dialogue.
Say, like, I'm feeling insecure, but do I still have the green light? And then the other person kind of goes, yeah, you just turn that foot massage up north. You know what I mean? Because then you can say to the person, like, more? And then they can say, oh, yeah. Do you know what I mean? But it starts with it. Who doesn't like a foot massage? Those kinds of things, you kind of test the waters and get the other person to comply.
Yeah. I know you're with a client, Andy. Do you need to...
I'm stretching him right now, and he's rolling his eyes.
Do you have anything to say? Does he have any input?
You know, this would be an interesting perspective. We should get a male perspective on this. I agree.
Would you like to?
Yeah, let's do that.
One moment, please.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Hunky Dory. Who's this?
This is Jillian, and I'm a good friend of Andy's. You may or may not know. We have a caller on the line named Natalie. Now, Natalie is dating a woman.
Uh-huh.
But with that said, I do think a male perspective would be helpful. Natalie is having a little bit of what we call bed death. Things have slowed down in the bedroom, and she's feeling a little insecure about her body. She doesn't feel 100% confident, and we want to spark things up a bit. We want to bring the heat. Any thoughts?
Wow.
Yeah.
The only thing I can think of, because I'm not an expert in this, is a shot of tequila.
Oh! You're right! You need to get drunk! That's exactly what you need.
No. That actually brings up a whole other thing. I enjoy, a shot of tequila from time to time, but she doesn't.
Oh. Who cares? She doesn't need to have it. You have it.
I guess that's true. Yeah.
No. You do it.
I brought that up, but she just doesn't. I don't know. There's something about me drinking beforehand that makes her a little upset, I guess. But I don't think there's anything.
No, dude. You just do a shot. He's right. Have a shot of tequila. It lowers the inhibitions.
Yes.
I agree with that. I think just, just to help her kind of ease into the easy.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, at least to kind of start out, right?
Yeah, I think that's helpful. I do. Just one shot, just to, like, loosen the bone, Wilma, a little bit.
One and a half.
Yeah, I think that's good. Thank you, sir.
I'm going to give you back to the expert.
Okay.
That's good life advice.
Was that of great help?
That was of good help, my friend. Thank you. And you know what else I thought, Andy? Maybe they could read erotica books together or something.
Erotica books are awesome, especially if you're just laying there and then it becomes romantic and then it kind of becomes hot in a different context. That's cute. I recommend Anae Nin. She's good. Yeah, not Red Tube. It's too hardcore. But anyways, I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah, Red Tube's a lot. Red Tube's that thing that Giancarlo's on all the time.
Yeah, it's too much. You got to kind of make it tender and then it can go a little bit more like, south.
Yeah, I like it. Natalie?
That makes sense. I'm sitting here taking notes.
Yeah.
I think the two words, I think the four words to key in on then, Natalie, if you're taking notes, I think Andrea has mentioned at the beginning, was assless chaps and the ankle grab would be two things to make sure to write down.
And the ankle
tequila.
Grab. I highly recommend
tequila.
assless chaps, ankle grab, tequila, and the gym. Andy, what's that new butt workout you have out there? I'm going to send that to her. What is that one, the new one?
The Supermodel Series one?
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It's your new title, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, and it comes with assless chaps.
Oh, so this will be perfect, Natalie!
And handling.
Yeah! Okay, now for the listeners that I'm not sending one, where do they get it?
Oh, on my website, AndreaOrbeck.com, and it's the Supermodel Series Hip and Thighs.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, this will be great, Natalie. Let's work on that. I'll send you this DVD. You know what to do. Assless chaps, ankle grab, tequila, and the ass workout, and open dialogue conversation. And, you know, she doesn't have to, by the way, I don't think she needs to understand how, you know, if you're not comfortable or you feel a certain way, Andy's right. It doesn't matter. It's how you feel. And
no,
so
that's true.
You need to get yourself where you need to get yourself. And she just needs to, it's like, and I might even say to her, look, sweetie, I understand that you don't understand it, but it is the way that I feel. So, you know, if you could, and then give her the tools, like if you could just be a little more affirming, if you could be affirming in the following ways, or maybe if you could say X, Y, or Z, or do X, Y, or Z, or initiate because I feel insecure or whatever, that would really help me get more comfortable. Because although she may not understand the way you feel, and I get why she's saying that, because she's like, you're crazy, you're beautiful,
it's
not helping the situation. So give her the tools to make you feel more comfortable. Andy's right. It's all in the dialogue and the conversation. Tell her what you need her to do to help you feel more comfortable in the bedroom.
That's such good advice.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Look at us, Andy.
Look at us.
Call us fitness trainers. Good. We're so much more.
We're so much more than that. We should put that in a camp sometime.
I agree. Yeah. All right, bud. Andy, thank you, Mama.
My pleasure. Keep in touch. Let us know.
All right, bud.
It went great.
Natalie, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, buddy. So I want you to, you have a prescription now, a series of instructions to follow.
Yes.
And I mean it, like, all kidding aside, I really do think that I'm hearing that it's like, you know, what you need, she's like, she keeps going, oh, that's crazy, oh, that's crazy, oh, that's crazy. I feel uncomfortable, oh, that's crazy. You know, you want a drink to sort of help you relax a little bit, and I'm not saying become dependent on alcohol, but
yeah,
I am saying,
obviously,
like, if it helps you loosen up, like, once or twice so that, you know, once you do it, it becomes easier the next time you go to do it. And she's like, oh, that's crazy. And I think that you might be sensing a little bit of judgment, or you're feeling like you can't equal out to where she is. Mm-hmm. So not only are you feeling uncomfortable, you're feeling like she's so much cooler than you and so much freer than you. And then I'm sure there's a feeling of not being able to compare.
That makes sense. Totally makes sense.
And of course, if you're feeling like you can't compare, then you're really going to be feeling insecure. And so what I want you to do is really think about what you need from her to help you feel more comfortable. And the whole, you're silly, oh, you're crazy is not it. But don't say, when you say this, it makes me feel bad. No. Just say, you know, baby, I totally understand that you're supporting me in this and that, but nevertheless, you know, I do still feel a bit insecure, and I'm losing weight and I'm working on it. But it would really help me if you initiated, or it would really help me if you said this or did that, or give her the tools to help you feel more comfortable.
Yeah, I think that makes perfect sense.
And I think that'll help, because I do know, I'll tell you, the two things that are the bed deaths for, other than the kids, oh my God, I love those kids, but boy, they will put a damper on your action.
They're
first thing in the morning.
Like, when are we gonna have kids?
Oh,
like, we could wait.
Oh, that'll, yeah. You want to never have sex again? Have kids. Oh my God. It's 6 in the morning. Mama. You're just like, someone shoot me in the head. I mean, but with that said, other than kids, the two things, stress, when I'm extremely stressed out, it's like, I'm like, oh, I can't. You know, it's an absolute sex life killer. So, and also when I'm feeling insecure, whenever I feel insecure, I just, you know, who wants to feel like you're uncomfortable about your body? You can't feel sexy or good when you're feeling insecure or uncomfortable or not sexy or not good. And I think part of that is helping your partner help you get more comfortable, and then you simultaneously getting more comfortable with yourself by putting yourself out there, trying new things, having a positive response, and continuing to get healthier so you do feel more confident. By the way, not that there's anything wrong with the way your body is now, but it's making you uncomfortable.
No, yeah, that's completely true. That's kind of like, I'm not necessarily going to like trying to lose weight to like be, you know, this insanely thin woman. Well, no, I want to be healthier. I want to feel comfortable. You know, I want to live a better quality life.
Of course, honey. And that's why I always make the sex with the lights on joke. It's not even really about sex with the lights on. What I'm really saying is that you're comfortable in bed having sex with the lights on, like being you, you know, and that's hard for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Now, we do want an update. So please be sure to check in.
Yes. And email me your address so we can get you Andy's DVD. So
Email
back English, to the show. Back to the show.
Janice is all flustered.
I'm all flustered.
Woo, Janice.
I always live vicariously through the questions on the show.
You need to turn a fan
that on dolphin there. Tip was freakish, by the way.
It's a dolphin. Haven't you been into those stores?
I've not seen a dolphin. I mean, the rabbit is famous.
Well, I'm sure it was. Maybe I'd had a couple of tequilas and it looked like a dolphin.
I don't think it was a dolphin.
No, there's a dolphin.
There is a dolphin. Autumn.
Hello.
Oh, my God.
Autumn's in the background. Oh, no. There's a dolphin.
Yeah. She's like, really got to get the orca. That's the best one. Mother of God.
That killer whale.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Really.
God.
Oh, all right.
All right. And on that note.
Thanks, Natalie.
Good luck, buddy.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Woo!
Oh, man. I got to have a sit down. I'm exhausted after that call.
Oh, my God. Oh, jeez.
All right.
Okay. Thank God there's no FCC to come in on this.
You know what?
Podcast.
There's many things we can be thankful for. Maybe this is our Thanksgiving show.
Oh!
Is to say thank you to the FCC.
For not regulating podcasts.
For not regulating things. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank Happy you. Holidays.
Happy holidays.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schleichinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore. Because it's here. And it's funny. And I love you.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.